is gonna roll around once more. When it does, it will even up the score. Don't be weak. As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in.
Don't give in.
That old wheel will roll around again.
Dad will even the score.
When love is gone, and the one you thought would stay does you wrong.
Does you wrong.
And you're left alone to pay. The price is high.
Way high.
But through Christ you'll survive. Don't give in. That old wheel will roll around again.
Amen.
That old wheel. Gonna roll around once more. When it does.
And when it does.
It will even up the score. Don't be weak.
Don't be weak.
As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in. That old wheel will roll around again.
Play it, Paul, for the boy.
Be times hard to control, and you'll find you'll hurt down in your soul. There'll be those who'll be glad to see you down, but don't give in.
Amen.
That old wheel will roll around again.
That old wheel.
It's gonna roll around once more. When it does. It will even up the score. Don't be weak. As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in. That old wheel will roll around again.
That old wheel is gonna roll around once more.
When it does.
It will even up the score. Don't be weak.
As they sow, they will reap.
Turn the other cheek and don't give in.
Cause that old wheel will roll around again. Roll around again.
And good morning and welcome to Coffee with the Radio Ranch Wranglers. Coming to you live from a brisk and breezy Radio Ranch this Saturday morning, December 19th. But we welcome you here. And we'll bring the crew on. Good morning, Brother John.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Tim.
Good morning.
And Jason, good morning.
Good morning.
And we say good morning to you, the remnant. And it is a good morning. Sun hasn't quite come up here at the Radio Ranch, but oh, we've got a beautiful, looks like it's going to be a beautiful sunrise. It's a cloudless sky back toward the east. And walking out this morning to the office, I see there's a big star up there that you can see. I don't know if that's what they're talking about, the Saturn and whatnot lining up for another Christmas star coming on the 21st. I'm not sure, but a beautiful, beautiful sky this morning. And was reminded that, you know, even the heavens declare His glory. And we do as well. We welcome you, the remnant, here to Coffee with the Wranglers. Hopefully you have your coffee and you have your Bibles, and we've got a few current events to talk about and kind of go around this round table, so to speak. And we'll have the phone lines open this morning as well. But we're going to start out with a word of prayer. We encourage you to do that as well. And Jonathan, we'll look to you to get us started off, sir.
Sure. My Heavenly Father, first and foremost, we thank you for allowing us to live in these exciting times. Father, we acknowledge you as the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And Lord, I thank you for this time that you set aside for us to come together and to encourage one another to love and good deeds, just as your word says, not forsaking the assembly, which is the habit of most these days, especially with this plandemic going on, and enemy has struck a mighty blow with regards to those that call themselves Christians. Father, many of them are deceived. Many of them have believed the lies that have been preached from their pulpits. I pray that even now, Lord, you would extend your hand of grace and mercy to those that can come to repentance, that you would remove the scales from their eyes and unstop their ears so that they can hear and see the truth. And when they do, that they'd fall upon their face and they cry out and they'd ask for forgiveness for being deceived. Father, we know that your word says that you're not slow as the world counts slowness, but you are patient, not wanting for any of yours to come to destruction, but all those of yours to come to repentance. We pray in agreement with that scripture, Lord. There's so much going on in the world today, it's hard to keep track, Lord, of what it is that's important for your people, the remnant, to know and to understand and how it applies to biblical prophecy. So, Father, we ask that you would help us, Lord. We call for the great helper, the Holy Spirit, to guide and direct us, give us wisdom, understanding, and discernment. Father, convict your people out there, Lord, the remnant that hungers and thirsts for the truth. And, Father, they continue to reveal things that we may have missed, Lord. I thank you for those out there that continue to share the truths that you've revealed to them. Your word says in the last days that knowledge would increase, and that if we continue to search in your word, the living word, the Holy Bible, that we will continue to see things that will be revealed at the proper time. And Father, we know that we are living in that time. Father, we ask that you would remember grace and mercy and compassion in your wrath and find your people worthy to escape the things that are coming. We continue to pray, Lord, and we see it, that the things in the dark would be brought to the light and shouted from the rooftops, and that you would continue to bring confusion into the camp of the enemy. That they would turn upon one another and devour one another, expose each other for the wicked, vile, evil deeds that they've done. Father, I pray that people would understand the time that we're in, and that that day draws nigh when the door to salvation will be closed. I thank you, Lord, for my president, Donald J. Who Trump. And Father, the position that you put him in, the time that you called for him right now, in this exact day, I thank you for the wisdom and the insight that you've given him, Father, the discernment with regards to the things going on, that it's not even a game of chess, it's a game of spiritual warfare. And Father, you've given him the insight and the knowledge to see what's going on. We continue to pray, Lord, that you send your ministering angels to minister to him, to strengthen him, Lord, to give him supernatural strength, energy, vigor, vitality of his youth. I continue to pray for guardian angels to be about him and his family and all of those, Lord, in positions of authority that seek to restore your kingdom, Lord. I pray that you would send the fear back into those people, fear of God, that they would understand that there is one Supreme Court, one Chief Justice, and that all others in those positions in this earthly realm will be held accountable for the things that they've done. Father, your word says that you hate unjust balances, that they are an abomination in your sight. And Father, we have become a nation of balances of deceit. I pray that you would expose that deceit, Lord, publicly expose it so that all can see. Pray for your blessings on today's program. Father, we just praise you and thank you, Lord, not only for all of our blessings, but also for the trials and the tribulations and the testing that we're going through. Father, your word says that we're to be thankful for all things, and that you use those things to refine us into the men and the women that you want us to be to serve in your kingdom. Father, I pray that you give us a heart for those that are less fortunate, especially in this time. Father, that the Holy Spirit would convict us to fulfill your promises to your people, Lord, whether it be of time, talent, or treasure. Just hear our cry, Lord, as we, in an appeal to heaven, call for you to save America again. It's in the name above all other names, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we pray. Amen.
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 Amen. Ran across a scripture this morning in Isaiah 62. Just a couple of verses here, but it's Isaiah 62, verses 6 and 7. I thought I'd share it this morning. It says, "On your walls, O Jerusalem," and I interject here to remind you that that's spelled Remnant, J-E-R-U-S-A-L-E-M. "On your walls, O Jerusalem, I have appointed watchmen," and that's the Lord speaking there, "all day and all night they will never keep silent. You who remind the Lord, take no rest for yourselves, and give him no rest until he establishes and makes," J-E-R-U-S-A-L-E-M, "a praise in the earth." And I think that verse right there, those two verses, are reminders to us that it's okay for us to remind him that it ain't over until it's over. You know, Jesus gives the parable of the widow and the unjust judge, how she continued to, you might say, pester him and sought, because she was seeking justice. She was seeking righteousness, and God desires that. And in the parable that Jesus gives, she finally got it, because even the unjust judge said, "Well, I don't want her to bug me anymore, so I'm going to give her what she wants." And part of the basis for that parable is right here in Isaiah 62. "You who remind the Lord, take no rest for yourselves, and give the Lord no rest until he establishes and makes Jerusalem a praise in the earth." So we can continue, and we are told to continue, at least the watchmen are instructed to continue to remind the Lord, to continue to cry out to God, to continue to share one another's burdens and lift up, remind the Lord that he has said that he would deliver us. He has given our people the opportunity, and so as we remind him of that, and in the same breath remind the people that it's repentance and returning to him. As the men here have said many times, it's 2 Chronicles 7:14 or bust. And that's where we're at. Well, the vaccine made it out to places. We're starting to see vaccine immunizations happening, and some states have I get this from the, I don't know why I get it, but it's from Colorado, and it's the Governor Polis' COVID-19 update. And they talk about, you know, that the Governor Polis, he was incredibly proud to welcome Colorado's first shipment of the Pfizer vaccine. He even went down and signed for the FedEx package himself. Isn't that neat? Doesn't that give you just the warm fuzzies inside this filthy, openly vagrant sinner? And so frontline and at-risk healthcare workers working with the COVID patients on a daily basis are the first to get the vaccine, and seniors and staff in long-term care facilities. And now the Moderna, I think that's how you pronounce it, Moderna vaccine's been also approved for emergency use. They always have that in there. and that's due next week. It's amazing how it can be approved by Congress and in the shipping cycle on the same day. But that's what we're seeing. And it says here that for Colorado, nursing home staff and residents will be prioritized to receive doses of the Moderna vaccine. And when they report the cases, and maybe you guys have heard these, I haven't heard these terminologies, but so Colorado says our current 7-day moving average of new cases is 3,200. Our 3-day average positivity rate, 8%, and today's positivity rate, 6.3%. And so I see these as people that are put in these positions to report numbers and to fabricate numbers and to come up with things. They have to continually come up with new terms and new numbers. 7-day moving average of new cases, that's new. I haven't heard that before. And
well, here's what's really going on is, like we said from the beginning, the only thing that's changed in the last 9 months is the number of tests, the PCR tests. And the PCR test, by the creator of the test, his own words, is that the test is not valid, especially if it's tested over what they call cycles, which is a multiplier of the sample that they have with regards to the test. So they've been, the CDC and the WHO came out with the guideline for that to be at 40 cycles. Well, it's proven that the test is absolutely inaccurate and false positive over 32 cycles, and it should be tested more somewhere in the 25 range. But what's interesting and what you're going to see now is that they're coming out and admitting that they should have been testing this at a lower number of cycles. But what they're going to do is claim that the reason that the numbers of positive tests are going down is because of the vaccine. That's how diabolical they are with regards to this whole plandemic.
Yeah, I've had a lot of people that I've talked to that's what they've said that from the beginning. Yeah, it'll go away when they have a vaccine.
Yeah, they're talking about running the test now, 25 to 30 cycles instead of the 40 mandated, which is, it's like a trillion times, you know, the number of standard test, which produces 97% to 100% false positive.
Right, right.
Well, and it goes beyond that. I mean, when you can open up a bottle of Coke and test it, and it tests positive for the coronavirus, or when you can take 10 tests in a row in a clean room in a lab and send the test in, and they come back positive, you know that they're lying to us. Oh, I mean, it's they're just lying to us on all different fronts.
Yes.
Yeah, and the other thing I read that was interesting on the PCR test was in regards to the fact that they cannot isolate COVID-19 as an individual virus. It's a coronavirus or test, not a COVID-19 test. And coronavirus is like one of the most prevalent viruses in the environment. I mean, it's everywhere.
Flu. It's the flu.
Yeah, and there's just multiple strains of it. And it'd be like testing to see if there was, oxygen or if there was some other really prevalent item in the environment. It's all over the place all the time. This doctor's comment on the fact was it's not finding coronavirus in a sample would be extremely unlikely. And it can't test for COVID-19. And then when they magnify that PCR test because of the smallness of the sample, well, like you said, John, it increases the error rate exponentially, you know, to the point that it's a worthless test. So the fact that the sample is so prevalently contaminated with corona, but it can't test exclusively for COVID-19. So it's really one of those tells you nothing kind of things, which, you know, we say that all the time about these kinds of situations. Their mouths are moving and they're not saying anything, you know. But
yeah, Governor DeSantis in Florida is the only state who figured this out early on, and he mandated, they passed some sort of legislation in Florida that any COVID test must include the number of cycles it was tested at. So he exposed this thing quite some time ago, and in reality, that's why the numbers in Florida have been so low and why they're not having to follow the lockdown procedures. Basically, Florida's wide open from what I hear. Nobody's wearing masks. All the restaurants and all the small businesses are open. So this whole thing, the wheels are coming off of it. It's being exposed, just as we've been praying that the things in the dark would be brought to the light and shouted from the rooftops. And the other thing I think we're seeing is those in positions of authority, even in the Republican Party, are being exposed as well. Mitch McConnell came out this week and basically congratulated Biden for win as the president, and basically warned all the other senators, Republican senators, that they should not take up this fight, because what most people don't understand is that in reality, just as we've been saying from the beginning, Donald J. Trump will serve a second term as president of the United States of America. And in a genius move, they filed electoral votes for Trump at the same time as the Democrats filed their electoral votes for Biden. And what happens is on January 6th, they both go to the House and the Senate, and basically it's being contested. At that point, all the procedures are suspended for 2 hours. There's 2 hours of debate. And if they can't come to an agreement in those 2 hours of debate, then it goes to the House to vote. And there's one vote per state. And right now the Republicans have 33 and they have 17. But what's interesting is Nancy Pelosi is told to sit down and shut up. And so is Chuck Schumer. And the vice president, Mike Pence, is the one who proceeds over that vote. And to me, that's pretty encouraging. I think we need to pray, too, though. Some of the people in positions of authority, I believe, are deceived as well with regards to the vaccine. And we need to pray that those that have been deceived, that they can take poison and it won't harm them. There's no doubt that the enemy would love to put a couple extra ingredients in President Trump's vaccine if he decides to take it. I don't think he will. And also Mike Pence's vaccine, several others. But I think that's it's encouraging, and it's information that is not really out there. The other thing that's a telltale sign is that the whore, Kamala Harris, has not relinquished her seat in the Senate, and that's unheard of this late in the game if they believe that they're going to take power. But that also means that when President Trump is awarded the second term, that all hell is going to break loose in this country, and we need to be ready for it.
Amen to that.
Yeah, it's there's a lot of interesting things going on around there, just like with internet issues and all kinds of things that are going on in the country that have got people. You don't really know exactly where it's going, but there's something big going on. I mean, around as far as we're seeing all kinds of strange issues, and you know. Micah 7 is a significant one. I just Israel was in trouble, and the last verses say, Nations will see and be ashamed of all their might, put their hand on their mouth. Their ears will be deaf. They'll lick up dust like a snake. They will come trembling out of their fortresses, and they will be afraid of God. And who is a God like you who pardons wrongdoing and passes over a rebellious act of the remnant of his possession? He does not retain his anger forever because he delights in mercy. He will again take pity on us and trample on our wrongdoing. And yes, you will cast all of their sin into the depths of the sea, and you will give truth to Jacob and favor to Abraham, which you swore to our forefathers from the days of old. And there's a lot of really interesting stuff going on out there right now, I think.
Amen. Well, guys, let's go to the phone lines. Good morning and welcome to Coffee with the Wranglers.
Good morning, Wranglers. This is Suzanne from New York.
Good morning.
And I wanted to mention towards the vaccine, yesterday live on Breitbart, they showed Vice President Pence and his wife, Surgeon General, taking the vaccine live on the air. They were given the vaccine. And in the background it says safe, something about safe and secure, something like that. But I actually sent it to Jason as well. So I was very disappointed, couldn't believe that this was happening, and felt almost like treason, you know, like him being a goat leading the sheep into slaughter. You know, I mean, we know only so much of God's ways, but it almost feels like the shackles are getting tighter and tighter. That's my point for this morning. Thank you so much. God bless you all.
Thank you, Susanna. God bless you.
Thank you, Suzanne.
Yeah, I saw an email on that as well, they showed Vice President Pence, his wife, the Surgeon General, up there doing that. I don't know if you also saw, but there was a hospital up in Libertyville, Illinois, where they stopped giving the vaccine. They had four people fall ill, seriously ill. Three are, quote, recovering at home. One is still under medical attention. And that was one little spot, and that was four severe adverse reactions, they said, out of the 3,000 that they had given there at the hospital. And there was, I didn't see where it was at, but I saw the video clip. A nurse is talking about, you know, she's in the COVID squad, or so to speak, and her nurses and on her floor have received the vaccine, and they all have, she has, and everything is fine, and pretty soon she just kind of, her eyes go glassy and she passes out right there in live on live TV. And the doctors come up to her and the camera, you know, it shows the doctors and the nurses coming up and she's out on the floor and then the camera pans up to the corner of the room and that's the end of the press conference. And a news report later said that, well, she has a medical condition that causes her to faint occasionally was their reasoning for it. And it just,
wow.
Again, but it was on live, you know, it was on live, it was live and it was recorded. And there were some people that caught that and sent it back out. And so again, you know, those in the know, we don't need to see it on live TV to believe. We don't need to see nurses passing out to say, see, because of that, we're not going to take the vaccine. No, it's ungodly, it's unbiblical, and as Susanna said, it is discouraging to see the vice president and them taking that. I'm reminded of the words of Jesus, you know, Father, forgive them, they know not what they do. I think that there's some out there that don't have, it's not that we're anything, but you know, we have been, as watchmen, we have been giving not only the responsibility, but a little bit of insight. You know, you see things. And there are things that people on this ministry see and understand that even maybe the vice president doesn't. Especially when it comes to, you know, the dangers of these vaccines and such. And so, you know, I sure don't condemn him to hell, but I think we all still stand by our convictions of no thank you for the vaccine. And we continue to pray for those, as John, you said the very thing earlier, that those that are blinded to it and don't understand that the promise of God is there, that they can take poison and it not harm them.
Yeah, and I kind of heard a rumor too, the Moderna one is just now been, which is the modifying the RNA, which is the DNA that I've been warning as the watchman for the last 2 weeks. I think that's the one, and that's coming out right now. But, you know, the crazy thing is you talk to some people who are taking the vaccine, and, you know, they think that you're crazy if you're not, and really don't want to reveal to anybody what your plans are regarding to that. Be wise as a serpent, harmless as a dove.
Yes.
But anyways, you ask them, I said, well, did you look at the ingredients in that vaccine? Because they're on the box. I mean, if you ask to see the box and the ingredients, or if you look it up based on the name of the vaccine, then you'll see what's in that thing, and there's nothing good in it. It's all poison, and worse, you know, human embryonic cells and or RNA, you know, synthetic DNA. But these people don't even look at what's the ingredients in the vaccine. They just, you know, roll up their sleeve and take it. And you know, even Fauci, Satan soldier, basically, he said that, well, just because you take the vaccine doesn't mean that the lockdowns will stop, or that you'll have, you know, you'll be able to not wear a mask or social distance, you know, on and on it goes. So I don't know, I guess it's just that there's still a spell in the land. There's still those that are deceived. Sadly, even the pulpits are preaching for the people to take the vaccine. But, you know, God's going to hold them accountable. I mean, that's the bottom line. He's given us eyes to see and ears to hear. We had a pastor that exposed these things to us many years ago. And we just got to stand on the truth.
Amen. Well, guys, let's go back to the phone lines. Good morning, and welcome to Coffee with the Wranglers.
Hey, Richard, this is Terry from Oregon.
Good morning, Terry.
Hey, a thing on that coronavirus test that I had to go through that on the 22nd of November before my surgery, and the day after my surgery as I was in the hospital, because they didn't use this big, thick Q-tip that I've been seeing. It was a little flimsy plastic thing. Well, I ended up getting a pretty good sore on the side that they took that test. Well, thanks to the prayers that you guys offered out ahead of the whole thing, that's what really saved me. But yeah, I got a sore in my nose, and I got home and I started using iodine and that LDM in my nose on that sore, and you know what? It got rid of it.
Amen.
It got rid of it, yes. So that test is something else. So they're trying to pollute our body with it up front with that test. So thank you, Jesus, for the protection that he gave me through the prayers that everybody sent up for me. Thank you, guys.
Amen. Terry, thank you for sharing that.
Thank you. Have a great day, guys.
You too. God bless.
You too.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Saved by Jesus again. Uh,
I think it's kind of interesting that that Moderna vaccine, that that word Moderna sounds an awful lot like Madonna, which is also the Queen of Heaven, you know, and those sort of things going on. I mean, it's like they love to recycle all that kind of stuff any way they can, and give credit to their deities and to their false deities. And I just think that every time you hear it, it sounds kind of the same, doesn't it?
It does.
Yeah. You know, 1 Thessalonians 1:7 is a scripture of encouragement, especially in the times that we're in. There's so many people. I mean, I even have several family members, extended family members, that are battling depression, and, you know, extremely dangerous situation. In our local prayer group, there are, you know, prayer requests for 12-year-old girls and things like that are contemplating suicide, and they're so depressed with the things that are going on. And I think it's important that we, you know, rest on the scriptures. Anyways, 1 Thessalonians 1:7 says, "And to you who are troubled, rest with us when the Lord Jesus shall be revealed from heaven with his mighty angels." It says, shall be revealed. And I learned that lesson after being arrested for dog at large, by the way, that the police officers didn't want to follow through with it. And they actually called their captain and said, "Do we really have to arrest this guy for dog at large?" And he said, "Well, if the warrant said may, then you wouldn't have to. But because it says shall, then you do have to arrest them, book them, and everything else." And that's a story for another day. But the bottom line is, the word says that the Lord Jesus shall be revealed from heaven with his mighty angels in flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God and that obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Those are the things that we need to stand on.
Amen. Amen. Well, Remnant, the phone lines are open. You've heard a couple calls, 307-745-5913. If you have a question or a comment. Amen.
Yeah, here in Colorado, too, there's a couple things that came out in the news recently. The coroner said 40% of Colorado County's COVID deaths were actually gunshot wounds. Coroner Linda Bach of Grand County, Colorado, has claimed of their 5 total deaths attributed to the coronavirus were really deaths as a result of gunshot wounds. A report from CBS in Denver revealed that authorities were counting any dead people who tested positive for coronavirus in the last 30 days as deaths among cases, even if they really died from shootings. With Coroner Brenda Bach telling local media, 2 of their 5 deaths related to COVID-19 were people who died of gunshot wounds. And, you know, we've seen a lot of stories like that have popped up over the place. I mean, suicides that have been related to COVID. You know, it's one of the things that right now, I was even talking to somebody, that had some family members that died in a nursing home. And when they talked to the coroner or the doctor, they had the option of telling them. And they said, "We put down COVID-19, but, you know, we can change that if you want us to change it to something else." And they would give them basically the option. And now it's one of those things, is it's like it's a popular thing to do, to put on the death certificate, "Oh, they died from COVID-19. You know, why that's going on.
Wow.
Some of the stuff that's going on behind the scenes is, you know, Russia's flexing their muscles. Putin just sent 10 warships into British waters, and it says the head of British Armed Forces has warned Russia is testing Britain with NATO allies and is flexing its muscles in a way that has not been seen since the Cold War. So, I mean, it's, you know, there's stuff going on globally, there's stuff going on locally, there's stuff going on all over the world right now.
Amen.
Yeah.
Well, guys, the phone line's ringing again. Let's go back to the phone lines. Good morning. Welcome to Coffee with the Wranglers.
Morning, brothers. This is Patrick.
Good morning, Patrick. You know, Patrick, I have to say, you're probably one of the most photographed people on this ministry, okay?
Well, you know.
But that's okay.
You know,
that's okay.
You know what Pastor said, you know, he said if your name is not on the list someplace, you're doing not on the list someplace, you're doing something wrong. So. You know, so.
Well, good morning, Patrick. How are things in Minnesota?
Oh, not too bad. You know, a little chilly out today, overcast, but, you know, it's not too bad.
Good. Good. Well, give us an update on that march. I know Brother Jonathan talked about it last Saturday, and we prayed as it was going on, as it was beginning. But you, so to speak, can give it to us straight from the horse's mouth, right?
Yeah. Yes. You know, so they had this March for Trump rally. They had, you know, they have a tour bus, a couple of them that went around the country, and one of the stops was in Minnesota here it would be 2 weekends now, and I went there with my brothers, and you know, there was a lot of prayer and you know, some fiery prayers, and they, you know, they prayed in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and so my brother said, you know, I feel that we should go to D.C. And, you know, I said, hey, I'm up for it. And, you know, next, you know, we had, you know, 9 people and rented a couple of vehicles and we drove out there, you know. And so, you know, there was rallying point, you know, was in Freedom Plaza. But, you know, they had things going on all over, you know, at the same time they had, you know, they had a prayer, they had a kind of a revival tent set up on the mall, and they had some prayers right in front of the Supreme Court. And then as this was all, you know, what was all going on, they had a Jericho march, you know, around the Capitol, you know, and that was a kind of a silent march. And there was a lot of people. I mean, there was a lot of, you know, I don't know if there was a million people, but there was, you know, if I had to guess, maybe 500,000-600,000 people. I mean, it spread out over a large area. So if you saw any photos that, well, you know, a few people showed up, you know, that was, you know, all lies. I actually read an article on the way out there. I can't remember who it was, and they said, yeah, you know, they're expecting about 5,000 people to show up in D.C., you know, and it won't be as large as the, you know, the tens of thousands that were there in November. I'm like, what? You know, you get to see the propaganda. But there were hundreds of thousands of people there, and so it was it was an awesome time. Lots of prayer, like I said, there was a lot of prayer, and Mike Lindell, you know, my pillow guy, he's from Minnesota here. You know, he doesn't hide the fact that he was you know, into drugs, and he was a drug addict, and you know, he's been saved by Christ, and you know, he's calling for a revival. I mean, every speech you hear him say, you know, we need a revival in this country. So,
amen. Well, that's sure encouraging to hear, you know, that there are but I saw that too. Yeah, they were expecting 5,000 or 6,000 people, and the couple of pictures that I saw, whew, it exceeded that by all means.
Yeah. Yeah, and we didn't have any trouble with Antifa. There was one guy that was riding a bike, and he was, out of the 9 of us, there was a couple of younger gals there that were with us, and you know, they were calling their names and this and that and yelling at her, but I think the police took care of that, you know, so they went down there and kind of got them out of there, so.
And I would imagine that was probably for their safety.
I think we left on Saturday probably about 5 or 6 o'clock or so. And from what I'm hearing and what I've seen on posted online, that things kind of got out of hand. So, you know. But I printed off some pistol prayers and I put them on 4x6 photo paper and I was passing them out as I was going through the crowd and some people that wouldn't take it, but you know, so that's, you know, that's between them and God, I guess. So, but yeah, a lot of people were very receptive to that. So
I saw you had your God Save America Again t-shirt on.
Yes, I had that on. Somebody ran up to me, "Oh, I love your t-shirt," you know, and so yeah, I've gotten very good receptions with, you know, while I'm wearing that t-shirt and stuff. So
praise the Lord. Thanks for being obedient and going down there and representing the Lord.
Yes. Well, it's, you know, my honor, it's my duty, you know. So if we won't stand up, who will? Yep.
Amen.
Yeah, I think people forget that our country was founded on the principle of Isaiah 33:22, and the framers of the Constitution modeled the structure of our government after that verse, that the Lord is our judge, the judicial branch, the Lord is our lawgiver, the legislative branch, and the Lord is our king, the executive branch. And I believe that God will restore his government once again, and once again the power will flow from him. And I think it's exciting times that we're living in, that in the physical realm, just like in the last election, you know, the enemy thinks that they have this thing sewn up. They've already made their plans. They're celebrating. They're appointing their people in their positions. But Psalm 2 just resonates in my mind that they make their plans and the Lord sits in the heavens and he laughs and he scoffs at them. And I believe that there are enough people in this country that are crying out to God, and his word is true, that if his people who are called by his name humble themselves and pray and seek his face and turn from their wicked ways, then he will hear from heaven, forgive our sin, and heal our land. And exciting times.
Amen.
To be living in. You know, people forget what Samuel Adams said at the signing of the Declaration of Independence. But what he said was, quote, "We have this day restored the sovereign, to whom alone men ought to be obedient. He reigns in heaven, and from the rising to the setting of the sun, may his kingdom come." Amen. And, you know, that needs to be our battle cry, once again, no king but King Jesus, but also words like that of our founding fathers, that God's not done with America yet, his heavenly kingdom. He's not done with the true JRUSALEM, and he will not allow this unjust balances to continue. Praise be to Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. You know, and, you know, with all these court rulings that, you know, seeming to go against Trump, and everybody, you know, there's a, you know, they getting depressed about it, but you also got to look at it too. You know, God is, he's drawn the line in the sand, so to speak, and he's revealing to us who is on his side and who isn't. So, you know, we know Justice Robert can't be trusted. It's just one more, you know, one more piece to the puzzle. You know, it's proving that we cannot trust judges of man, and Jesus will have to intervene at some point as our supreme judge. So it's just a dividing line, you know, when I look at it. You know, the sheep on the right and the goats on the left. You know, it's just, we just have to hang in there. You know, this is, you know, he's called us, the endurance of the saints, and we just have to hang in there.
Amen. Patrick, thanks for your call, brother. Thanks for
the update.
God bless.
Thanks, Patrick.
Well, you bet.
And, guys, I think we've got one more caller. Maybe we've got time to bring it on. Caller, thanks for holding. Welcome to Coffee with the Wranglers.
Yeah, I've got a little bit of a word study going on here. It occurred to me to look up vaccinate. And I don't know if you'll find this on the Internet, but I've got an old beat-up book by Joseph Shipley entitled The Dictionary of Word Origins. And back where it says vaccinate, it says see bachelor. And so I went to the front of the book and I looked up bachelor, and it seems that this word vaccinate can be traced way back to ancient Sanskrit, and it means it used to mean a whole bunch of different things, basically to inoculate with cowpox, and I guess they took the sores of an infected cow and gave it to somebody by some means or other. And they found that it affected them. Sometimes it affected them badly. So I know it's coming up against it here, guys. So you guys be blessed, and we'll see you later. Take care.
Thanks, Joe. God bless. Joe.
Yeah, that's typically what vaccines are. Is it's a little bit of the virus or illness or whatever it is that's supposed to trigger your immune system to build up the antibodies and fight it off. A lot of times makes you sick, but you know, the reality is it's all the other, I mean, literally they put all these poisons in with you know, the actual virus, and now they've even crossed the line as far as using human embryonic cells. From what I read, it was a 6-week-old male Caucasian embryo cells that are in some of these vaccines, and then crossing into territory that we've never been in, the synthetic RNA, which modifies your DNA. That's, as we reported last week, that's a bioweapon. You know, that could be specifically from China. They've already proven that there are CNAs, basically China infiltrators, that have been bought and paid for, that by the hundreds, that have infiltrated the vaccine manufacturers, and the fact that the plan is to give it to the military and our first responders and medical institutions first. What better way to take over a country, and without firing a shot, by the way, which is what Khrushchev said initially, than to basically poison the people and paralyze their defenses. So, you know, this is a time, it's a spiritual warfare more than it is a physical warfare, and it's who's going to pray more to their God? I mean, they're making sacrifices to the God of this world, Satan, and how many of us are even making a sacrifice to hit our knees and just pray for grace and mercy and compassion in God's wrath, and that he'd find us worthy to escape the things that are coming? That's what it's coming down to. It's praying for those warring angels to battle Leviathan in the high places, and we have to provide that prayer power for them. If we don't care enough about our country and our families and our survival, then why should God?
Amen. Amen. Yeah, I learned a few years ago from a pastor that God will put up with the sins and the issues that we will put up with. And when we have had enough, when we cry out to Him, that's what gets Him moving. That's what, it was that way in Gideon's day. And how many times do we read that? That God heard the cries of His people. But when they're not crying out, why should He change it? When the people are fat and happy and blinded by the small g god of this world and just okay with things, it's like when he told the people what it was going to be like if they had an earthly king, and they said, well, it's okay, we want it, bring it on. So, well, guys, we are out of time. I want to thank everybody for joining us this morning. Thank you, Remnant, for the phone calls and for your prayers and support. And it's your tithes and donations and offerings and prayers and support that allow broadcasts like this and the true gospel message to be broadcast out 24/7 all over the country and all over the world. We're having church tomorrow. We'd like to invite you to join us. You can do that at scripturesforamerica.org. Just click on the live video stream starting at 8:30 a.m. Mountain Time. That's 9:30 Central and 10:30 Eastern. Join us at the LaPorte Church of Christ. We'll have a fantastic timeless pulpit truth for you that it'll probably rattle your cage. That's what they've been doing. They've been just right out of today's headlines. Jonathan, looking forward to your live message. We'll have communion. And Remnant, remember, it gives you an opportunity to gather with the saints and to honor God. So we hope you'll join us. And guys, we'll see you there tomorrow.
Rolling, 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 rolling,
this country stolen, keep on rolling over Snake High. Fast and pray together, make them health and forever, knowing the king is by our side. Those old snakes are clever, but Jesus is forever. God's waiting at the end of our ride.
Move them out, head them off, move them out, move them out, head them off, Snake High.
They're disapproving, keep on moving over Snake High. Don't try to understand them, just curse and stomp and strand them. Soon we'll be tanning their snake hides. My heart's calculating, our king will be waiting at the end of our ride.